We're in Ein Yaakov. We're continuing on page Kuf Yud Dalet. We're nearing the end of Tractate Shabbos. Ve'amar Rabbi Yochanan. We have a quote from Rabbi Yochanan. What do we know about Rabbi Yochanan? Rabbi Yochanan compiled the Jerusalem Talmud. When we have a machloket between Rav or Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan, the halacha is going to be like Rabbi Yochanan was very, very good looking. Rabbi Yochanan had very long eyelashes, and he couldn't see so well. In order to see, he would have these gold tweezers in order to lift up his eyelashes. Rabbi Yochanan, his top student was his brother-in-law, Reish Lakish, who he was machzir b'tshuva. He encouraged Reish Lakish to stop being an armed robber and rejoin the Beit Midrash. V'amar Rabbi Yochanan, Ezeu Talmid Chacham. So Rabbi Yochanan taught, who is a Talmid Chacham, a sage, Shememanin Oto Parnasa LaTzibur, that can be appointed responsible for the public need, Ze Sheshalin Oto Dvar Halacha Bechol Makom V'Omera, that someone who you could ask him a halacha anywhere and he can answer you, V'afilu Masechet Kala, and even in a tractate called Masechet Kala. What is Tractate Kala? Tractate Kala is a tractate that begins with the word Kala. Kala belo beracha asura lebaala kenida. The tractate over there begins and says, a Kala that did not have the blessings of Sheva Brachos, she didn't finish the marriage ceremony, her husband is still is prohibited as though she were a woman who has her onset. He can't come close to her, they can't be intimate. He shouldn't think just because they got engaged, from that moment onward they could do whatever they want. No, you have to wait till the marriage, till you finish all the blessings of the marriage, then they're properly married. So that tractate discusses the concept called Derech Eretz. That's a tractate that sometimes is called Masechet Kala, because that's the first word of the tractate, and sometimes it's called Masechet Derech Eretz, the tractate of a proper behavior. Now, this is a tractate that did not make it into the Shas. It's not in the six orders of Mishnah. It's what we call Masechtot Ktanot, the minor tractates, which we have. They're printed in the Gemara. Do we have a Gemara here? Yeah. So the printers put it at the end of the order of Nezikin, at the very end of Seder Nezikin in the Gemara. So we have the tractates that are called the minor tractates. So they include Masechet Sofrim, you see over here, small writing, Masechet Sofrim, a tractate on the laws of how you write a Sefer Torah, Tefillin, Mezuzah, Avot de Rabbi Natan, the tractate of Avot, according to the Babylonian tradition, which has 41 chapters, as opposed to our 5. Masechet Simachot, the tractate about the laws of happiness, no, not happiness, of mourning. They didn't want to call it tractate of mourning, so they called it tractate of happiness. But all the laws of mourning, so that's in Masechet Simachot. Then we have over here Masechet Kala, right? That's what we just discussed. So you see these little tractates, they don't have Talmud on them, and people don't usually get to learn them. They're very, very interesting. So if a person wants to be Masechet Geirim, you guys knew there was a tractate called Tractate Geirim, Masechet Geirim, Masechet Avadim, the tractate of servants, Masechet Sefer Torah, tractate of Sefer Torah, tractate of Tefillin, tractate of Tzitzit. These are the minor tractates. So, if a person wants to be appointed a leader, responsible for the public welfare, he has to know his stuff to the point where you can ask him even something that's written in Masechet Kala, and he knows. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said, "Ezeu talmid chacham shebnei iro mitzuvin laasot lo melachto." Who's a Talmid Chacham that people have to respect him so much that they do whatever he needs? They take care of his needs. That's someone who doesn't himself deal with his needs. He only deals with the needs of heaven, so to speak. So there are things that he needs, and he cannot take care of them because he's busy dealing with learning Torah, teaching Torah, davening. It doesn't mean you should go and get him a cup of Coke. It means the congregation, the people are responsible when there's someone who's invested totally in dealing with their spiritual needs, they should take care of his basic needs. That's the idea. It doesn't mean take care of any little thing that he'd like. The idea here is, if he has dedicated himself on behalf of the people to develop their spirituality, then they should take care of his most basic needs. That's what's being described here. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Ezeu Talmid Chacham. What's called the Talmid Chacham? Anyone who you could ask in Malacha anywhere, and they could answer you. Why? What difference does it make whether you call him Talmud Chacham or not? If you want to appoint him as a leader, we saw earlier, responsible for the public welfare. If he knows one tractate that well, that you could put him responsible in his city. If you can ask him on one tractate and he'll know that tractate backwards and forwards, that's enough to make him responsible over his area. But if he knows all over, that you could ask him in all of Shas, and you ask him anywhere and he knows, so then you could put him responsible of the academy, of all the people who are learning. So Rabbi Yanai was Rabbi Yochanan's Rebbe. So Rabbi Yanai said to his sons, Banai, my sons, Al tikberuni lo bekelim levanim. Don't bury me in white clothing. Velo bekelim shchorim, and don't bury me in black clothing. Levanim shema lo eske. I don't want you to bury me in white clothing because maybe I'm going to be judged to be with those people who get burnt. Maybe I won't be found so innocent. And everyone around me is going to be on their way to perdition, and I don't want to be ve'yek chatan bin havelim. I don't want to be like a person who's the chatan. He's dressed for a wedding, and everyone else is in mourning. I don't want to do that. Shechorim, don't dress me in black clothing. Shema iske. Maybe I will be found innocent. Maybe when I die, they're going to say I was a good guy. Ve'yek avel bin chatanim. And then if I'm dressed in black, and everyone around me is dressed in white, so that's not so good. Maybe I will end up being with the people who go to the Garden of Eden. Ela bekelim ha'olayirin haba'in memdinat hayam. He says, get me something in between. Something that you buy in overseas. Dunkel farbik. What's that? Darker colors. Okay. Dunkel farbik. Darker colored clothing. Not black, not white. That's how you should bury me. Yes. What were you saying? Okay, so the question here is, did he literally mean these are the clothing he's going into the Garden of Eden and into perdition with them? Or was he giving them a message? He's been a big tzaddik his whole life, and he still is not so confident where he's headed. He's saying, I don't think I'm doomed, but I really don't know. We very often, we are very confident how good we've been. And the great tzaddikim teach us not to be so confident. We underestimate our mistakes. We don't think they matter so much. If you think of the giants of Jewish history, you see that their little mistakes mattered a lot. Amar Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba taught in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Yom Kippur Shecha Liot Bechol Mefatzin Egozin Umfarkasim Berimonim Min Amcha Olemala. If Yom Kippur falls out on a weekday, then you could crack open nuts, you can prepare your pomegranates from the afternoon onwards, mipnei ugmat nefesh, because it doesn't help people when people are dealing with food and they're fasting, so that only makes their fast more meaningful. They have to think about the idea that they're not eating, and then that might even arouse a person to do tshuva, to think, hey, I'd like to eat that pomegranate I'm dealing with now. The Beir of Yehuda mikan vechalva. In the house of Rabbi Yehuda, they used to cut up kalba. They translate here geschnitten kreut. What's geschnitten koit?
Geschnitten means cut, and koit means like
spices.
Kraut spices.
Okay, so they used to take it's some type of vegetable charba. I'm not sure if it's a type of cabbage. They used to cut it up towards the end of Yom Kippur. Some type of lettuce. Rabba garde kare. Geshevin kirbis. Some type of cucumber, right? Mm-hmm. Kirbis is a type of cucumber. So Rava used to, at the end of the Yom Kippur, cut up his cucumbers. Kevan dechazu davu kamecharfe. When they saw that people used to start preparing their meals, they'd spend Yom Kippur afternoon preparing meals. That wasn't the intention. The intention was, in the final 2 hours before Yom Kippur is over, then you could take some time to prepare the meals. At that time, it would only arouse a person to do more tshuva when he looks at the food in the late afternoon. When Rabbah saw that the people, the masses, were spending their Yom Kippur afternoon from early on in the afternoon preparing food for the meal after Yom Kippur, he said, oh no, this isn't good. People are not going to spend their Yom Kippur doing tshuva the way they should. So Rabbah stood up and he said, I just got a letter from the West, from Israel. Rabbi Yochanan says we're not allowed to prepare our vegetables. So he himself had been preparing vegetables in the late afternoon, like the halacha says. When he saw that people took it a step further, and they said, we can prepare all day, we could spend our afternoons preparing vegetables, so he had to put a stop to it. So he said, we got a letter from Rabbi Yochanan that prohibits it. With that, we finish the 15th chapter of Shabbat, and next week, Bezat Shem, will begin the 16th chapter.